Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Indiana officials have now hired an outside firm to aid in their probe of the fatal stage collapse at the state fair, but the lawyer representing at least two victims' families says he expects to launch his own investigation. Mark Landendorf says he cannot rely on what the government or a firm it hires says about what happened. In addition to new daily per diem rates for foster care parents, the Indiana Department of Child Services announced Friday it will change the way it places kids in foster homes. Beginning in January, DCS Director James Payne says new methodology will be a significant improvement from the old system.
We too often place children based upon, is there a bed available, rather than what are the true needs of this child and matching the needs of that child to the foster home.
Most Indiana foster parents could see a cut in their daily state payments beginning next year. A state senator is calling on Congress to pass the Main Street Fairness Act. The measure would bring in millions of dollars in tax revenue currently lost to online retailers. Noblesville Senator Luke Kenley says the legislation would allow for fair competition.
Hoosier bricks and mortar businesses are at a competitive disadvantage with online retailers who often do not collect sales tax on internet purchases, costing our state as much as $200 million annually.
Most online retailers don't need to charge sales tax unless they've had a physical location in the state where purchases are being made. Vandals have damaged more than 70 headstones in an Indianapolis cemetery where some graves date back to the 1850s. The United Hebrew Orthodox Association says it will seek donations to restore many of the markers. 86 degrees right now for WFYI News.